have you gotten any assurances from Chip going forward that, you know, this is definitely your job and you're the guy for 2014?
I think just getting out of the season, I think it was really, you know, something special to be a part of, to see how a team can grow throughout the course of the year. We started off, you know, rocky at the beginning, good game here, and then we'd lose a couple. And, you know, we're trying to find our identity, new coaching staff, a lot of new players here. So it was neat to see how we bonded together and something special to be a part of. I thought the city was tremendous throughout the whole season. They cheered us on every step of the way. And, you know, it was a fun, you know, we finally started getting a lot of wins at home, which was great. It was great to start getting those victories at home in front of our fans. And it was just crazy how, you know, I think we were 3-5 at one point, and then we turned it around and started getting on this win streak. And, you know, we started figuring things out. We started bonding as a group, started growing in the locker room. And I can just tell you now, you know, the guys in there, right, and me and myself included, we want to keep playing. And we're going to take it into the off season to where, you know, we're going to keep working hard. We're going to keep working together. And, you know, we're going to be better because of it. And because, you know, I was talking to Jason Kelce today. You know, we want to keep playing. It's hard to, you know, sit at home right now and try to figure out what you're going to do. Obviously, we're going to keep working on our craft and keep working on everything we do. But, you know, it's tough. You go through this all season. You keep working. You work with all the guys. And then it's over. And, you know, everybody has to face this. But it's tough. You know, we were having fun. We were playing together. We were, you know, playing well. We didn't play as well as we wanted to last game, but we were playing well as a team. So I think we're going to take that into the off season and just continue to build on that.
Nick, the word franchise quarterback is something everybody likes to throw around. And obviously you hear it. What is, and you are the quarterback, what is a franchise quarterback?
I think, you know, a franchise quarterback is someone that's going to go to work every single day, and you know, when it's game day, he's got to play well, but he's also got to be a leader. He's got to be a guy that the teammate, you know, the team looks to, the city looks to, and you have to be consistent. You're not always going to play perfect games, but you got to keep playing well, because you see there's a lot of quarterbacks that, you know, get these contracts, and then, you know, if you don't play well in this league for, you know, a certain amount of games, you probably won't be the starter. So I've never looked at, you know, a label or anything as meaningful. You know, it's a, it just means someone has, you know, has your back and has that respect. But for me personally, I'm going to keep being who I am. I'm not going to change based on, you know, labeling me this or, you know, I should be this. I don't care about that. I know that I got to keep getting better each and every day for my teammates. That's the most important thing. And, you know, the rest will take care of itself. You know, if I keep improving as a player, improving as a leader, and helping my teammates, you know, real, you know, definition of a leader is someone who, you know, leads by example, but also leads and makes his teammates better. You know, that's how I look at that. So that's something that I'm going to continue to work every day to get better. And then I just, you know, all that other stuff is out of my control. All I can do is just, you know, continue to get better. And
but after the season you had, would you like for Chip Kelly and this organization to say that you are the franchise quarterback going forward after this unbelievable season you've had?
That's up to them. You know, I know in my mind I'm going to keep playing. I'm going to keep working. You know, a lot of the credit, you know, for our offensive performance during this season was, you know, my teammates around me. I had great teammates throughout this whole year that did a tremendous job. Our defense did a great job of giving us the ball in positions where we could score. Our special teams did a great job of, you know, Alex putting points on the board, Donnie kicking the ball inside the red zone, John Dornbos being consistent on his snapping. That's stuff I look at as a team. And, you know, I know everybody wants to label this after, you know, a good season, but I need to get better. I don't look at this season as, oh, man, I did it good. I have a lot of stuff to work on. I look at this season, man, I got to do a lot better. We didn't win the last game, and a lot of that goes on the quarterback. And, you know, I'm going to go into the season, I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep working on footwork. I'm going to keep working on throwing mechanics, continue to read in defenses. Every little thing I can think of, but I'm going to break it up into segments. And so to answer your question, I don't, because to my heart, I got to keep getting better as a player. And I'll tell you, Chip will probably be the same way. We got to keep getting better. That's just a label. You know, you got to continue to do the works. I have to continue to play well. I have to continue to grow as a player. And then the rest will take care of itself.
How much time off will you take now when you
I mean, I'm working right now. I had a workout in yesterday. I enjoy working out. I enjoy getting better. And, of course, there'll be a process. It's not like you can go 100 miles an hour. It'll be, you know, slowly, you know, right now, you know, it's time to spend with family. That's the most important thing in my life is my faith and my family. So I'm going to take this time to spend time with them that, I haven't been able to see a whole lot of them throughout the course of the season. So spend that time, but I'll continue to work out. I know y'all have said before my mom's in great shape. So, most of the time when I spend with her, she wants me to go work out with her and do her workout classes. So y'all think I get a break. It's not a break. You know, it's really tough. But I wanted to keep playing, so I had to stay away from the workout classes. But, I'm always training. I'm always getting better, so I don't really take a break. I just sort of, you know, maybe taper down or switch gears and do, you know, maybe do some light swimming or something and then increase. But, you know, I'll continue to throw. I'll continue to work on that stuff because I enjoy playing this game. I enjoy working at it. I think the family time when you're just spending with them, that's my break, but I'll still be doing something.
You had a chance to get some games where the offense was clicking, clicking, clicking. When you step back and look at the possibilities in the offense, what do you think?
I mean, I thought that, you know, we grew a lot as an offense throughout the year, and I think that we can continue to grow together and, you know, get even better. So I think that the possibilities are exciting to me. I'm not going to say, you know, what they are. You know, we got to continue to work at them. Me saying something right now doesn't do anything. My works have to show that. Our works as a team have to show that on the field. So everybody here knows that we have to get better as an organization, as a team. And we will, because we have the people here to do it. But it's going to take a lot of hard work. Us saying it isn't going to do anything. We have to go work at it and, you know, practice what we preach. But we have the guys here to do that. So I'm excited to see where this team goes. And we have a great coaching staff, great people, great players. So, I mean, it's something that's special to be a part of, as I will continue to say, and we will continue to work hard and get better.
You make labels aside, in the last offseason, the team paid Mike, the team drafted Matt, and there was a quarterback competition through August. Are you confident this offseason that won't be the case and there won't be any ambiguity that you'll be the guy?
Hey, I'm going to keep working. Whatever they decide, I'm going to be for it. It's for the best, whatever's best for the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'll always be for that. So whatever they decide, I'm going to be right there with them. But I'm going to continue to, you know, when the ball's in my hand, you know, I'm expecting to, you know, make a play. So my mindset doesn't change. I don't let that external stuff really get to me. The organization's going to do what's best for them, and I'm going to be right there with them what's best for this team. So whatever they decide, I'm going to be right there for them.
Can you talk about sort of your relationship with Michael the past 2 years, what he's meant to you, how he sort of, you know, help ease things, and obviously coming into the league. And if you were him, would you stay here with the familiarity, or would you look to move on and try to be a starter somewhere else?
Mike's been tremendous. Ever since I got here, Mike's been tremendous to me. He's been a great veteran for this team. He's been a great leader for this team. And I think it really showed through the course of this year his true character. And he's got great character as a person. And you can just tell that he's grown a lot. And, you know, he's helped me a lot just playing, you know, whether it's simple things, you know, just go out there, play, have fun, play loose, don't overthink stuff. It's just little things like that. Knowing that he's got my back right there, that's huge. Knowing that someone has your back, they don't necessarily have to be preaching to you all the time. It's just that, hey, I know that guy's going to support me no matter what. No matter what I do, if I throw an interception, he's going to be right there to say, you got it, man. And that's who Mike is. So, you know, Mike and I's relationship, we have a great relationship. We always will. We'll always keep in touch no matter what. You know, we can't play this game forever. And for your second question, that's for Mike to tell you. And, you know, I love Mike. And I will support Michael Vick no matter what he does. So, you know, that's something that you'll have to ask him.
You were tutored by Andy the first year. And you were tutored by Chip this year. Differences and similarities between the two. What did one guy teach you that the other didn't, or vice versa?
I think they're both great coaches. I have all the respect in the world for Coach Reed. He's the one who drafted me here. He's the one who really got me going my rookie year. You know, Doug Peterson, Marty, those guys. You know, I always have a special place in my heart for those guys. And, you know, with Chip, you know, he's a great coach as well. I think it's just you have different schemes. You have different ways of doing things. But not one's better than the other. It's just, you know, how your team reacts, how you go about it. They're both great coaches. As you saw this year, Coach Reed had a very successful year in Kansas City. And, you know, Chip's done a great job here. So there's different ways to do it. I've just been very, very fortunate to have two great head coaches for my first 2 years in the NFL. You know, Chip will be here for a long time. You know, he'll be here as long as he wants to be. You know, he's a great coach. He's a great mentor. He's, as I've said before, when he speaks to us, it really, you know, resonates in our heart what he's saying. And, you know, that's something that's special as a head coach. And I love playing for him, and I want to play for Chip for the rest of my career. That's what I want to do. You know, I love the city of Philadelphia. I love playing here for Philadelphia. I think y'all know where my heart is, and, you know, but a lot of it's out of my control. I got to keep playing better and keep, you know, being a great leader for these guys and becoming an even better player. I can't let this season, you know, make me happy. It doesn't make me happy. You know, I'm excited that we grew as a team, but I also know that there's a lot of areas that I want to improve on, and that excites me. That's where I, you know, off season, you work on those areas. So
a lot of established quarterbacks around the league will, you know, sort of organize team workouts. You know, workouts with the receivers. You know, that aren't team sanctioned. Is that something that you're planning to do this off season with some of the guys?
I mean, I'm still. I know I have that 24-hour rule, but when the season ends, you sort of it takes a few more days. So I, you know, everybody's trying to figure out what they're doing. Like I said before, family is the most important thing, so I'm going to spend time with them. And that'll be something that we talk about later in the year. And, you know, I haven't really thought about that. I'm still thinking, you know, my body feels like we're still playing. Like, I woke up at 4 this morning, and I had to lay in bed for an hour because I felt like I had to calm myself down because I wanted to get up and get going. And I realized, you know, we can't play. But I'm going to remember this feeling for my rest of the career because, you know, I enjoy playing this game. I enjoy playing with my teammates. So, to answer your question, we haven't had time to. We're still, you know, thinking back about the year, and, you know, I'm spending time right now with the guys in that locker room because as the NFL goes, you know, it's you really don't keep the same team every year. So for some of these guys, it might be the last time we see each other as teammates. So I'm really trying to take this time to say, you know, say how much I appreciate everything they've done.
Nick, you're talking about the things.
What do you think you've shown this coaching staff and shown the league?
I mean, I think that, you know, me – I show that I can, you know, I can play quarterback. I can, you know, help my team win. But I think that it's always about the team. You know, it's not about an individual. So I think as a team, we've shown that we can win games. We can grow. And, you know, that's something that we'll continue to do. We'll continue to grow. You don't just stay the same. You either get worse or you get better. You don't really stay the same. You always strive for consistency. But with consistency, that means that you're getting better because you're staying there and you keep working at it. You're not getting lackadaisical. So I think the big thing is we've shown that we're a team that's growing.
Have you watched the film from Saturday? And if so, how'd you play?
You know, I thought, you know, there was good and bad. It's like any game. You make mistakes. But the big thing is when you make a mistake, don't let that mistake ruin the next play. So, you know, I thought I played good, but there's a lot of stuff in that game I wish, you know, I'd done differently. But I'm not going to hold it onto me and let it, you know, make me feel bad. I'm going to keep getting better. The game's over. I'm going to look at it as, you know, I'm going to improve on that and keep building on it and build on it throughout this offseason.
You've talked about things that you need to work on, but have you had time to reflect at all on the, you know, the season you have had, the successes? You know, I know you're a team guy, but you look at the 29 touchdown passes, two interceptions, 115 or so passer rating. I mean, have you looked at that and, you know, how do you feel about those numbers?
I haven't really looked at it, and I don't know. I mean, you'll look at it, but, I mean, I don't know if I've ever in my career really sat back and just said, all right, that was good. You know, I don't think I ever have. I don't think I ever will because, you know, we lost our last game and, you know, it's in the past. I want to keep getting better. You know, because that happened last year doesn't mean it's going to happen the next year. I have to keep getting better. So I don't know if I ever will look back. Maybe when I'm done playing this game, I'll look back over my whole career and, you know, say thank you, Lord, for letting me play this game. But I don't think I ever will look back at the stats. Now what I do look back is my teammates. I do look back at them and think about the times I had playing with them and, you know, the fun games we had, you know, winning in Oakland, you know, winning those streaks, every game, the feeling of that, you know, winning in Dallas, the NFC East Championship like we did, you know, in the locker room after that. That's what I look at. I don't care about the stats. I never will, you know, but you do have to play well and, you know, people look at the stats on how well you played, but you know, those are the moments. That's why we play this game. We don't play it to throw for 20,000 yards. You play it to win games. You play it to do it with your teammates.
Did you see teams defend you differently as you became more of a known quantity?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, every week they're going to add a new wrinkle, but I think the big thing was I showed that I could run it when I needed to. I was able to get a lot of first downs on my feet and rush for over 200 yards, which, you know, that's enough to where they do have to start taking defenders on me, which opens up their lanes for Shady. And I thought our line did a great job all year blocking, you know, pass and run. So I think the big thing was I was able to show them that I could run a little bit. And that'll be something I'll work on offseason, continue to work on speed and, you know, agility, foot speed and stuff like that, to where maybe, you know, last year was 5 to 10 yards. Maybe this next year, you know, 15, 20. But that's, you know, that's my goal. That's what I want to keep working at.
Nick, what do you think you need as far as help on offense for this team to go deeper in the playoffs? What kind of help do you think you need in certain areas?
I think that we're going to continue to grow. It's not like you're going to say a position or anything. I think we have a great offense. I think we have great people on our offense. We have great players. And it's going to be something where you keep growing. It's not, hey, let's get this guy. Okay, it's solved. It's more, hey, let's keep working. Let's keep bonding. Let's keep adding new wrinkles to, you know, throwing. Hey, maybe, you know, last year we threw this pass this way, but now we've grown together because we're so familiar to it. Hey, I might throw this ball this way, but you know it because we've worked on it so much and we have that relationship. So it's not something you add. It's something we keep working together as a team towards. We make each other better, and you have that, you know, cohesiveness that, you know, you can't be pulled apart when, you know, game. You know, and I was proud of the guys last game. We were down and we fought back in it, and that showed a lot of character on our team. We kept playing, you know, throughout the course of the year. We always fought in the games. We fought throughout the entire game. So, you know, there's nothing. I think we just need to keep getting better.
So assuming that you guys can re-sign Macklin and re-sign Riley Cooper, do you think this offense and the pieces you have right now are good enough to win a Super Bowl?
I'm not going to – you know, I've never been to the Super Bowl, so I don't know what it is. I know that we have great guys here that are going to work and work together, and I'm not going to make any statements like that. I'm going to say I know the personnel we have here, and I believe in the personnel we have here. I believe in everybody on this team, and, you know, you can't add pieces of puzzle, and there's going to be pieces added. It's the NFL. There always is. But as long as we can come together as one team, that's what's important. And I think that we have great players. I think that I'm very fortunate to be a quarterback here, to be playing with these guys. So I don't really think about adding, especially right now, right after the season. I'm thinking about my teammates right now and how special they were to me this season, because not only are we out there playing as players, but, you know, we bond in the locker room as, you know, brothers. And that's something that's why this game's so special. So, you know, I love the guys here.
Hey, Nick, I know leadership's kind of this intangible characteristic, but if you're a third-year player, if you're the starting quarterback, that obviously comes along with the job. How do you think you are in the leadership department, and what goes into that during the offseason and during those times?
You know, I think the big thing is when you're a leader, you don't want to try to go out of your norm. I mean, you got to do things right. You got to work hard. I mean, that's the obvious stuff. But I think that you see a lot of people try to go out of their norm because they think that a leader should be something. And I've learned throughout the years that the most natural thing is to be yourself. Your team's going to respond to who that person – like, if they know that I'm naturally being me and that's who I am, hey, they're going to respond better unless I'm trying – you know, I'm in there faking something. So I'm going to just be me. I'm always going to be me. I'm not going to try to be anything else. I'm not going to, you know – go out of the norm. I'm going to be who I have been my whole life, who my parents raised, who the good Lord, you know, what he's instilled in me. That's what I'm going to focus on. That's what I'm going to be.
Okay.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Thank you all for everything this year.
Hey, I'm going with y'all too. So.